This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Beth.
我是佳莹。我们听一下本期节目中要回答的问题。有两名听众都有着类似的疑惑。问题如下。你好，有些单词加了字母 S 就是另外一种意思，不是第三人称单数，而是像 mean 和 means， 还有 premise 和 premises。
Thank you for your questions. It's most common to add an S to the end of a verb to form third person singular, like eat and eats.
除了 Beth 说到的在部分动词变第三人称单数时在词尾加字母 S的情况以外，我们也在英语名词后加 s， 使其变为复数，比如单词 tree 的复数 trees。 这里词本身的意思没有变化，但有时在单词后加 s 会改变词义。
Yes, even if it seems like some words have completely different meanings with and without s, such as mean and means, there is usually still a connection between the two words.
通常情况下，在特定词语末尾加 s 后，虽然词义发生变化，但两者的含义是有关联的。
Let's look at an example, wood and woods. The singular uncountable noun wood is a natural material that comes from a tree and is used to build or make things like tables and chairs.
是的 ,wood 指木头，在末尾加上 s 后 ,woods 指树林。也就是一片比森林小、被树木覆盖的区域。
So, you can see the connection here between the material wood and a group of trees, woods. A similar example is time and times. They're both related to when.
没错 ,time 指时间、时间点。加上 s 后则指某事发生的次数。Time 和 times 的意思不同，但都和某事发生的时间有关。来听一个使用了 times 次数的例句。
I have been to Spain 3 times.
So again, time and times seem to have a different meaning, but they both have a connection to when. So, Jiaying, we know there are words with or without s that seem different, but do have a connection in meaning.
是的，上面我们讲了在词尾加 s， 意思发生改变，但仍有所关联的词。
Listening
to BBC Learning English.
接着来说另一类词，在英语中，一些词语虽然读音和拼写相同，但其含义却不相关，被称为同音同形异义词。
Okay, let's look at an example of that now with premise and premises.
单数 premise 指假定、前提，请听例句。
All investigations within the company were based on the premise that men and women are treated equally.
在 premise 后加 s 就变成了名词复数 premises, 房屋建筑的常址、营业场所。
And it's worth noting that its singular form is premise, but in everyday English, premises with an s is always used. Have a listen to this example.
The New Year party has been held at the same premises for about 10 years.
And a similar example can be seen with good and goods.
是的，大多数英语学习者应该都知道 good 做形容词时的意思是好的、令人满意的。Good 做名词加上 s 后指商品、货物、私人财产。虽然 goods 的单数形式是 good, 但 good只用于官方文件中，而在口语交流中，基本都使用 goods 来表示商品、货品。
That's right. Listen to this example.
Countries want to import high-quality goods for a low price.
在听众们的问题中，还提到了单词 mean 和 means. Mean 做形容词有刻薄的意思，比如 A bully is mean. 欺负他人是很刻薄的。做动词时 mean 表示某事物的意思是什么什么，或者意味着什么什么。
But means with an s can be used to talk about the way something is done, often in the structure as a means of.
在 mean 后面加 s 就变成了 means, 指做某件事情的方法手段。 请听例句。
Some deaf people use sign language as a means of communication.
So, sometimes words appear to change their meaning when they're followed by an S. But often there is a connection between them, and sometimes they just look and sound the same, but have a different meaning.
好了，谢谢两位听众发来的问题。希望通过我们的讲解和例句，大家对单词末尾加 S 后其含义是否改变有了更深入的理解。欢迎大家向我们提问，你可以通过我们的微博账号 BBC 英语教学发送你的问题，也可以将问题发送至 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. Bye everyone!
Bye!
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.